Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. More about the speaker fight as we go back in the memory machine. Something that happened in 2014 that played directly into something, the history that happened this week. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA, the nation's most important organization. It's tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today. That is tpusa.com. Join our faith groups at tpfaith.com. So check it out today, tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is blazing the trail for a better tomorrow, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. So much to cover. What were you doing on the 10th of June, 2014? Where were you? Where were you when one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C. received a surprise from the grassroots? There's so much attention right now on the motion to vacate with Kevin McCarthy. Never happened before in American history. What if I told you that this has been bubbling up for well over a decade? I remember the spring of 2014. I would receive emails, solicitations, and text messages. I was still a young activist at the time. Turning Point USA was not even 2 years old. I was traveling the Midwest, traveling the country, trying to scrap together whatever support I could. And I remember I was getting email solicitations about an economics professor in Virginia that was trying to unseat Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor, at the time, was one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C. Eric Cantor was House Majority Leader, number two in charge. At the time, it was Boehner, Cantor. Paul Ryan was head of the Budget Committee and the Ways and Means Committee. And I remember, all of a sudden, I got an alert on my phone. On the 10th of June, I remember exactly where I was. I was in Lyle, Illinois, of all places. I couldn't believe it. I was still young in the political world, but almost every single person that was an expert was shocked by this. A then unknown name by the name Dave Bratt shocked the world and displaced Eric Cantor in a summertime primary. Dave Bratt said, "We cannot continue this lack of fiscal discipline. We need a new voice in Washington, D.C. We need a different perspective." Eric Cantor had more money than he knew what to do with. But the grassroots, even dating 9 years ago, was growing impatient, was growing tired of hearing the same sort of one-liners. Okay, yeah, we're going to balance the budget, and we're going to secure the border. 9 years ago, the grassroots sent a message when Eric Cantor lost to Dave Bratt. Dave Bratt is now at Liberty University and obviously comes on Steve Bannon's program, has been in our program multiple times. So what happened to Speaker McCarthy this week has actually been bubbling up for well over a decade. You might remember this book called Young Guns, Paul Ryan, Eric Cantor, and Kevin McCarthy. A new generation of conservative leaders. Paul Ryan became speaker right after John Boehner stepped down. And Paul Ryan disappointed all of us. And he showed his true colors as nothing more than a typical transactional Washington, D.C. technocrat as someone who promised to balance the budget and represent voters, he was nothing more than a Chamber of Commerce corporate shill talking about how we're going to ease the burden of taxes on the biggest corporations and bring in more foreigners and invade foreign countries. So Eric Cantor was taken out, and you would think that would have sent a message to the Washington, D.C. oligarchs that the grassroots are not to be played with, that the people were losing patience. That very same movement that, of course, started with the Tea Party movement in 2010 that delivered a mandate to rein in the spending, a mandate to shrink the size of D.C., a mandate to balance the budget, the will of the people, never actually materialized. Because the people that don't believe anything in D.C., like John Boehner, all John Boehner believes in is how much Merlot he can drink before noon. I think he and Nancy Pelosi have a competition of who the drunkest speaker was in the modern era. They used the energy of the grassroots to make themselves important, to make themselves powerful, almost like political holograms. You would think that after the election of Donald Trump, the people in D.C. realized that the grassroots are gaining in strength. The Republican Party was changing. It was becoming a party of plumbers, electricians, welders, the muscular class. Eric Cantor being displaced was one of the most amazing political upsets in history. And what happened this last weekend with the continuing resolution and the motion to vacate is just another chapter in the book that will be written of Republicans that don't listen to their voters. We've been warning about this for quite some time, that the base of the party has been taken for granted, that the base of the party has, for quite some time, been asking for some very simple things. Now, mind you, when you talk to some of the more moderate Republicans, they'll say the base wants unrealistic stuff. And that is not true. It's a very simple ask. Can we have a border? Can we have a balanced budget? And can we not have shock troops, aka the KGB, running our law enforcement? If you go to every grassroots conservative across the country and you say, how about those three things? They will enthusiastically take that deal. They'll say, yes, I would love to have a sovereign country. I would love to not have a $2 trillion deficit. And I would be thrilled if the Department of Justice could for once be reined in from its terror campaign against the American right. Just yesterday, the FBI came out and they said they have an entire division dedicated just going after MAGA voters coming into the 2024 election. Not an exaggeration, not hyperbole. 13 years ago, the Tea Party movement took over Washington, D.C. Some of you in the audience might not have even been that engaged in politics. Some of you might have just recently got involved because of Donald Trump. For those of us that were aware and engaged, I was just getting my start. I remember it vividly. When the Tea Party took over Washington, D.C., it sent shockwaves because business as usual was being interrupted. They did not want crony insider deals with Barack Obama and John Boehner. They wanted that to change. Donald Trump was a vessel to try to change so much of that in 2016, large in part why he won. And so here we look at the landscape. We are without a speaker. This actually should not surprise us. If you take a step back as a historian would, and you paint the picture, you write the story from Barack Obama becoming president in 2008 and ramming through Obamacare and ramming through major debts and deficits and ramming through the stimulus, through a smug, elitist, I want to transform the country, to the American people with a resounding message after that in 2010. 13 years later, grassroots patriots are saying, we have sent message after message, and we have a country that is poorer, and our very simple demands are not being met. But we're told, just wait to the next election. Just wait to the next iteration. In reality, when you look at this over a multi-decade view, this makes sense. This is not some sort of one-off thing or some sort of rabble-rouser. No, it's the people that are pleading, that are saying, you in charge, will you represent me and not terrorize me? Start giving me a voice, whether it be now Eric Cantor, Paul Ryan not running for re-election, and the motion to vacate. These are all elements of the same story, which is there's only so much the Republican base will take until they remove you. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. You look at the Democrat Party, it's a completely different organism than the Republican Party. The Democrat Party is top down. It's a Politburo. The voters of the Democrat Party, they're not exactly bright, but they are happy with what they're getting. Say what you will about the Democrat Party, is they do fulfill what their base wants. Their base wants Donald Trump in federal prison. They're getting that. They want open borders. They want the most radical trans stuff. I am, quite honestly, envious of how in touch the Democrat Party is with their voters. The Democrat Party, they ignore some of the most radical fringe elements of the base, but they are trying to eliminate the Electoral College. They are trying to make DC and Puerto Rico states. Isn't it fascinating how the Republican Party is always the one compromising with Democrats, but Democrats are never the ones that are compromising with Republicans? That we're the ones that are always trying to make bipartisanship happen, trying to make a common deal. Yet Chuck Schumer doesn't move an inch when it comes to a single priority of the Republican Party or the conservative base. I would not want to be in the Democrat Party. They are nasty. There's no room for disagreement. On the other hand, at times you look at what we have on the Republican side and you have to call it a beautiful mess. That's what we have right now. We have a beautiful mess. Breaking yesterday, there was a Republican conference meeting that resulted in members nearly coming to blows with one another. Honestly, it's a long time coming. It is ridiculous. Calm down. This is not the UFC, but I'm not surprised by any of this. It's about to get, as Thomas Hobbes wrote in the Leviathan, nasty, brutish, and short. In the English Civil War, it's happening right now in the Republican Party. I don't rejoice in that, but honestly, they've delayed this darn thing for a decade. They have hoped and punted and filibustered and extended. This is a long time coming. And let's get it settled, honestly. Calm down. Don't punch each other. I can just imagine you got bow tie guy, you know, running across the table, looking to go choke out Matt Gaetz. Like, calm down, pals. All right? But I'm not shocked by this in the least. Because any Republican in that conference meeting that has integrity, like Ana Paulina Luna, Byron Donalds, they're saying, whoa, 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 whoa. How about the voters? And then you probably have someone that's super moderate, like Dusty Johnson, says, well, who cares about them? And so really, what's happening here in the Republican conference, in the Republican House, is a necessary feud. It's necessary. I hope it doesn't last very long. I hope it lasts briefly, unlike the English Civil War, where you just keep on killing generation of generation and generation. It is disturbing, but it's necessary, and I hope it's brief. I know many of you probably hate it. You're looking at this. You say, oh my goodness, keep the focus on Biden. I agree. But why is this happening? It's because our leaders keep on cutting deals with Biden. It's because our leaders keep on selling us out. And so we need someone that can then unite the clans, make this tribal warfare come to an end. Because it's going to get nasty. I'm going to play some pieces of tape just to show you the revenge that the regime is now exacting on those eight. It's going to be tough to watch. You think that people that spend a decade trying to get in power in Washington, D.C. are just going to forgive when they are humiliated like that? And I'm not just talking about Speaker McCarthy. I'm talking about all of the allies. You think they're going to be like, you know, Matt, you got one on us. Good job. I'm going to go serve in mission work in Kenya. Like, yeah, it is the ultimate kind of Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. And I'm going to show some evidence of this. And while we want this civil war to be brief, what has now been launched, and you just have to understand, is it's going to be the new normal of the tribes of the Republican Party that will be at each other's throats for a generation. Let it be brief is my prayer. I'm going to try to negotiate a settlement here. But boy, this will make the English Civil War look like child's play. Ladies and gentlemen, as the leaves change color and as the air turns crisp, you know what time it is. It's tailgate season. And I've got something that'll make your tailgate the best one yet. Introducing our friends at Good Ranchers, your MVP for the grill this football season. Picture this, you, the big game, your friends, and the aroma of sizzling, beautiful, delicious, all-American meat from Good Ranchers. Whether it's juicy ribeye or mouth-watering burgers, Good Ranchers brings you the taste of a steakhouse right in your own backyard. Better yet, it's all 100% American from family farms to your grill. Here's the real touchdown with Good Ranchers. You get the convenience of home delivery with high-quality cuts, no more last-minute store runs, no more compromise. So get ready to tackle hunger this tailgate season with Good Ranchers. Visit their website and use my code to get $30 off and load up on the best beef, chicken, seafood, and pork America has to offer. Be the ultimate grill master this fall. Put foreign store-bought meat on the bench and sub Good Ranchers 100% American meat in today. Promo code Kirk. The Republican Civil War is underway, and it's been a long time coming. Is this the ideal time? Far from the ideal time. So get it out of your system, guys. Figure it out. And you have many different tribes. You have an immovable out of 150 moderates. And out of those 150 moderates, I would say 50 have a legitimate argument that they have to be careful, meaning that they're in districts that are not exactly MAGA districts. 100 of them are just lying to their voters that are in very conservative districts, but they act as moderates in D.C. 50 of them, I get it. If you're in a Democrat district, you have to be careful. Listen to your voters, fulfill the mandate. What bothers me is the other 100 that do not do that. So let me just give you a little taste. This is just the beginning. I don't like playing this piece of tape. It's hearsay. It's rumor mill. It's like It's just stuff you'll see on the tabloids. But this is a shot across the bow. This is a U.S. senator who is obviously now being dispatched to go after Matt Gaetz. I'm just giving you an idea of what's about to happen. We warned about this. The Empire striking back. There will be articles. There will be investigations. They're going to come after people's personal life. It is going to get so scorched earth. Scorched earth. The regime is going Dresden on MAGA right now. We talked about this yesterday. Newt was the warning. They're traitors. They're all this. We came out against Newt and we said we think he's wrong. But let me just kind of show you a little taste. And they're not hiding it. This is just one example of hundreds I could play. This is Senator Markway Mullen going after Matt Gaetz, shot across the bow, play cut 70.
You got to think about this guy. This is a guy that didn't have, that the media didn't give a time of day to after he was accused of sleeping with an underage girl. And there's a reason why no one in the conference came and defended him, because we had all seen the videos he was showing on the House floor that all of us had walked away of the girls that he had slept with. He'd brag about how he would crush ED medicine and chase it with an energy drink so he could go all night. This is obviously before you got married. And so when that accusation came out, no one defended him, and then no one on the media would give him a time of the day. All of a sudden, he found fame because he opposed the Speaker of the House.
So I don't know, Senator Mullen. I'm told he's a solid guy. I don't know. But it's very obvious that someone just handed him a piece of paper with opposition research. Let me tell you how this works, okay? Matt Gaetz was the dog that caught the car. Okay. And by the way, doing this in public as a U.S. senator is wild. It's crazy. It's nuts, but it's predictable. Okay. I'm just telling you, the audience, in real time, what's happening here. So somebody gave Senator Mullen, right, all the oppo on Matt, and it's not going to stop. They're going to go after Matt. They're going to go after Bob Good. They're going to go after Nancy Mace. And it's significantly jeopardizing whether or not we're going to keep the House in 2025. Significantly. This whole thing, if we don't get this settled quickly, you have to raise $300 million minimum. Right now, Hakeem Jeffries is cleaning up. And here's an uncomfortable truth. In order to win the House, you have to raise money from a lot of different corporate actors. Right now, the corporate actors are going all in on the Democrats. And you might say, that's great, that's good. Yeah, principally, that's really good. We don't have the money to compete, everybody. We don't. The Republican base is poorer than ever. Small dollar donations are drying up. They've dried up. It's evaporated. And so you have to get the resources to compete. And I got in a debate yesterday with somebody that said, oh, Charlie, we don't need the money to win. You're wrong. You're just wrong. I'm sorry. You're wrong. In these swing districts, in North Atlanta, in the suburbs of Chicago, you need to get on TV. You need to. You're going to get run over by the Democrats. They're going to run negative on you. They're going to make it seem terrible. You have to be able to compete. You need $300 million. And some people say, oh, Charlie, I don't care if we keep the House. That's foolish. I'll be honest, that is foolish. For no other reason than to stop the idiocy, the nonsense, the garbage, the trash that they're trying to force feed to our country. Not to mention the investigative stuff, the oversight stuff. And we're finally moving in the right direction of having single bill appropriation bills. Okay. So, you know, looking at the forest from the trees, we cannot all of a sudden have this long, drawn out battle. It's already happening. It's not a matter of, it needs to be fierce but brief and represent your voters. But understand that there's elements of this where Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats, they are cleaning up. They're raising record amounts of money and they're going to come into these districts and they're going to obliterate us. And I don't like the I told you so stuff, but I'm going to tell you what the I told you so is. That when Speaker of the House becomes Hakeem Jeffries in January 2025 and his first act of business is Politburo committees that actually authorize subpoenas against the entire American right. They abolish the Electoral College, get rid of D.C. and Puerto Rico estates. And regardless who the president is, they'll just impeach Trump on the first day. We'll be like, oh, wow, how did this happen? Like, we're dealing with maggots, vermin, and swine here. These are not good people. They're not even a little bit good. They are coming after our throats. And I'm not saying, look, it's not a matter of looking back, right? We need to have, hey, guys, fine. Fight amongst yourselves, UFC, put, you know, pay-per-view, you know, Bowtie Man and, you know, Crenshaw, go after Byron Donalds and Chip Roy. My money's on Byron Donalds, by the way. But that's a separate issue. You guys can go fight, televise it, pay-per-view. Maybe you could raise money that way, right? Republican Party's looking to raise some money. Have a pay-per-view fight. Crenshaw v. Donalds. I'll pay for that. right? $50, have Dana White come in, UFC, Octagon, put it in Congress, right? Pay-per-view viewing, probably raise a couple $1 million and make up the delta that we need. I'm not even kidding. At this point, we need every creative idea that we possibly can. That's fine. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. Monday, this has got to be over. It's got to be over. We need a speaker. I think that speaker should be Jim Jordan. We got to start raising the money and getting in the district. So let me tell you what's happening. There are 30 to 40 swing districts, okay? For example, you know, Sisqamani's district here in Arizona, CD1 in Arizona, which encompasses Scottsdale, Cave Creek, all the way to the 51. Meyer Flores' district. And right now, so, you know, I live in the Phoenix metro area. David Schweikert's my congressman. Right now, you know, I watch football. It's one of my indulgences. I'd say about 15 attack ads per afternoon on David Schweikert. There's not one defending him. Relentless. Jeffries is already deploying the money. And I see it. They're trying to take over CD1, which is a way that they win back the House. Congressional District 1 here in Arizona. And there's not a single ad defending Schweikert. Schweikert did this, and Schweikert did that, and Schweikert did it. Negative, 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 to bring down his favorables. So the Democrats, I see it firsthand, they're already deploying this money. They're deploying it. And so I understand the tribal rage. I understand the betrayal of voters and all that. But this has to be very short. It's got to be brief. Got to find a leader, raise the capital, defend our majority. Have to. And I'm going to challenge people that say, Charlie, what's good if they keep on betraying us? The Democrats understand that political power is the way that you're able to get your principles into action. If you do not have political power, then you're nothing more than an op-ed writer or a radio host, which is fine. There's a place for that. But look at California. You do not take political power seriously, it becomes a one-party state. They change all the laws and you're displaced for a generation. We have a window and an opportunity where we still control the chamber. By the way, the only thing in D.C. that we control, might I remind you, we don't control the Senate, we don't control the White House, we don't control the bureaucracies, we have a 3-4 seat majority in the House. And by the way, breaking news this morning, bad news, some errant judge in the Deep South just put out another press release, not press release, a judgment. They changed the maps in Alabama, we're losing a seat in Alabama. So that's already down one. They're pouring tons of money into the swing districts that we won in Arizona, pouring tons of money into that Colorado district that Ken Buck currently occupies. They're trying to take out Lauren Boebert, who won by like 400 or 500 votes. And so you look at the map, which is what we do, right, at Turning Point Action, and it's almost, at this point, I'd say an 80 to 90% chance that we lose the House. The only thing that could save us is a Donald Trump campaign that sweeps the nation, brings out all these new voters, and completely and totally changes the game, and we're able to raise that $300 million. And but understand, the candidate recruitment side of this is not insignificant. You can say whatever you want about Kevin McCarthy. Our audience is not a fan of it. I've known him for years. I disagree with him on the CR thing. I don't like the Ukraine stuff. But Kevin, to his credit, he raised a ton of money that allowed us to take back the majority. And you might think that's easy. It's not easy. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of hustle. So all that to be said, which is you want to save the country, preventing Hakeem Jeffries from becoming the Speaker of the House is very, very, very important. And I was talking to Bannon yesterday, and he agrees. He's like, Charlie, the $300 million is a big problem. He's like, and we're on the same page, 100%. Like, that has to be a factor here, that every day that we are raging at one another, every day that we're at each other's throats, every day we're trying to do, you know, the Dana White thing, is a day that we are not raising the capital. And again, this is strategy, tactics, principles. You have to make sure they're all in harmony. And sometimes we just kind of overlook the strategy and the tactics. And I'm here as someone who raises money for a living, someone who does this in the grassroots. We're getting pummeled right now. We are getting destroyed. 30,000 foot view. And if the strategy is, Charlie, who cares? We're never going to win the House again. You know, let's get drunk on our own power with the last 15 months we have. I think that is so irresponsible and foolish. I don't want to be part of a movement with you. If you're like, I don't care, who cares? We control the House. I don't care if we control it again. That is imprudent. That is emotional driven. And that is not responsible. So you have to balance the immediate necessary short-term fight with preventing Hakeem Jeffries from becoming Speaker of the House in 2025, who would literally execute a blitzkrieg campaign against the American right and shred the United States Constitution. Hakeem Jeffries' number one goal would be to put this thing through a shredder. I'm holding a Turning Point USA Constitution. And I think Jim Jordan is the guy who could raise the money. He has the energy, unite the tribes. He's conservative. He's rock solid, and get us to be able to compete so that Hakeem Jeffries doesn't become Speaker of the House. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Someone says, Charlie, you sound like the conventional country club Republican. All we need is to raise capital and get out the vote. You're the one that's being irresponsible. For millions of dollars less, the Republican can send out well-thought mailers stating the horribleness of the Democrat-run country. I'm disappointed in you, Ken. Ken, I got to be honest. That's not exactly how politics work, okay? So we are not going, if things continue as is, we're already getting outspent 10 to 1. Laureen Powell Jobs, Mackenzie Bezos, Reid Hoffman, and all that. If we do not have a speaker that can go and raise the money to go help us in competitive districts, mailers do not move the dial. You have to be on TV. You have to have GOTV. You have to have ballot chasing. This is not exactly something people want to hear. But I could tell you, we wonder why the 2022 midterms was not what we wanted to be. We got so significantly outspent, and we got not just outspent, they spent the money better than we did. So understand that we are in a completely different set of affairs here. Completely set of affairs. Somebody says, Charlie, what did we get? So McCarthy raised a lot of money for the 170 sellouts. What did that get us? Yeah, again, the uncomfortable truth is you did not get the abolition of the Electoral College. And if that's not good enough for you, then that's tough. I'm not saying it's something to rejoice in. The border's wide open. We're still funding Ukraine. We have trans surgeries for kids, all that. It's easy to get frustrated and overturn the table. I know that. But if that's the strategy, the Democrats, once they take power, they may never, ever lose it. Okay, let's go to another piece of tape here. Let's go to cut 53.
Where do things stand right now? If not McCarthy, then who?
Well, the stages of grief, I think, are in progress right now with some of my colleagues. I think there was a stage of denial, and I've certainly experienced a good amount of their anger. And now we appear to be headed toward bargaining. I think the world of Steve Scalise, I think he'd make a phenomenal speaker.
No, I don't think that Steve Scalise would be a great speaker. Jim Jordan would be a far better speaker. Steve Scalise is more of a moderate and even more transactional than Kevin McCarthy. So just be on guard with that. Steve Scalise is Mr. Establishment. Mr. Establishment. And this is it. This is something that needs to be said. Steve Scalise is a hero. He's shot at, he survived. And it's unbelievable what he had to be. He's a patriot beyond measure. He's also actively fighting cancer. I mean, come on. How many hits does this guy need to have, right? And so I'm not against him as a person. But he's actively fighting a very, very life-threatening disease. And I think that he should have space to heal. This is tough. This job is not, this is 20 hours a day, 330 days on the road, raising $300 million, and the whole media wants to murder you. This is not just some ceremonial thing. So that has to factor in. But as far as Scalise as a person, I have nothing but amazing things to say about him. The Democrats tried to kill him, literally. The Democrats tried to murder him. It's amazing how we forget that story, isn't it? They started shooting at him. The Civil War is underway. It's going to get very, very nasty. My role is going to try to say, okay, let's get clarity in what we believe. Let's get understanding of our core promises to our voters. Let's make sure that we are able to identify the objective and do our best to keep the House in 2025. What does success look like? The majority of our audience is saying we don't care about keeping the House in 2025. I will die on this hill. That is a bad idea. Respectfully, you're allowing your emotions to get the best of you. That is not the right approach, okay? Not the right approach. The House is dreadfully disappointing in some ways. It can get even worse. the 20th century taught us anything, if you think it's bad, it can get a lot worse. Okay? Let's get to single subject appropriation bills. Let's get impeachment of Joe Biden. Let's get Jack Smith under control. Let's get the border secure and get towards a pathway of a balanced budget and use leverage. These are very simple asks, very simple requests, while simultaneously raising the capital necessary, recruit the candidates that can excite in the districts so that we can continue to have the House of Representatives in 2025. And if you, like me, are putting everything that you have into Donald Trump becoming president, wouldn't you want him to be able to work with a Republican House, not fight with Hakeem Jeffries? For that answer alone, it's worth taking what I'm saying seriously. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer, immigrant named Theodore Oman, came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends, for all the teachers in your communities. There's a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Buy it and display it proudly. While limited supplies last, there's a limited time, so act today. SalemEventStore.com, SalemEventStore.com.